There is a quiet version of this fear, and most people carry it alone. You are good at your job. You have done it for years, and somewhere in the back of your mind sits a question you may not say out loud. Is the thing I do for a living next? Lesson 6. Placed work on the risk map, big enough for its own lesson. Lesson 7 turned from who owns what a model makes to who does the work. This is that lesson. We will answer it honestly, which means two things at once. We will not tell you a comforting story, because some of this is real. And we will not feed the panic, because most of it is aimed at the wrong target. By the end, you will hold a tool for thinking about your own situation clearly, instead of dreading it in the dark. Your job is a bundle of tasks. Here is the move that changes everything. When you worry about your job, you're picturing a title: nurse, accountant, teacher, driver, designer. But no AI system does a title. What it does is tasks, the specific pieces of work a job is made of. A bookkeeper does not do one thing called bookkeeping. She enters transactions, chases receipts, reconciles accounts, reassures a worried owner, and decides what a strange charge really means. All different tasks that AI does not treat alike. The Harvard Kennedy School course, This Track Adapts, created by Sherrod Goal, Dan Levy, and Teddy Sferonos, builds its whole answer on this one move. Break a job into its tasks and ask what AI does to each. For any single task, three things can happen. AI can take it over completely, done by the machine instead of the person. The course calls this automation. Or it can help you do it faster or better while you are still needed. The course calls this augmentation. Or it can create a task that did not exist before and someone has to do it. A task that AI could touch in either of the first two ways is called exposed. Hold on to that word, because it is the one almost everyone gets wrong. Exposed does not mean doomed. It means reachable. And reachable can be a gift as easily as a threat. Now put the tasks back together. Whether AI upends your work or barely touches it depends on two things: how many of your tasks are exposed, and how much of your time they eat. A job made almost entirely of exposed tasks that get automated is at real risk. A job where one small task is automated, or where the exposed tasks get augmented instead, changes rather than ends. Same technology, opposite outcomes. The difference is the mix, not the name on the door. So, which tasks are exposed? The rough rule is simple and a little unsettling. Today's AI is strongest at language and other thinking on a screen work: writing, summarizing, drafting, coding, analyzing. So a task that is mostly words or mostly reasoning at a keyboard is highly exposed. A task that needs hands in the physical world or a human in the room for reasons we care about is much less so. Why language above all? Because underneath, these systems are prediction engines trained on oceans of human text, a story the AI Foundation's track tells in full. Here, we need only the consequence. Words are their home turf. The course puts this as a puzzle worth pausing on. Which job is more exposed to AI? A software developer or a human resources manager? The answer, from a World Economic Forum analysis the course cites, is the software developer by a clear margin. So much of software work is text a machine can now generate. Human resources leans harder on judgment, persuasion, and sitting with people through hard conversations, which today's tools reach less easily. But watch the trap. More exposed is not more doomed, because exposure runs both ways. Here, the fresh evidence gets honest and a little hard. As of 2026, one large study of United States payroll records found that early career workers, ages 22 to 25, in the most AI-exposed jobs like software development had seen a marked drop in employment since late 2022, while older, more experienced workers in the same jobs held steady or kept growing. Read that through the framework. The routine tasks a junior person once cut their teeth on are exactly the exposed and automated kind. So those roles thinned. The senior judgment that decides what to build and whether it is any good is the kind of work AI augments rather than replaces, and those roles held steady. Same job title, opposite fate, split along the task line. One study is not a verdict, and this one is contested, including the split it appears to show. Another 2026 analysis of the same jobs finds no such divide between younger and older workers, and even that first study's own authors now trace part of the early drop to other non-AI factors, rather than to AI alone. Other careful economists, looking at other data, find little clear effect on jobs so far. One detailed study of Denmark's labor market saw effects on pay and hours near zero. The honest summary in 2026 is that the research is early and experts genuinely disagree about how much AI has moved the job market. Take the direction as a warning worth heeding, not a prophecy. Will we run out of jobs? Step back from any one job to the whole economy and a wider fear arrives. When the machines get this good, do we simply run out of work? History says probably not, though never painlessly. Every large technology arrives on a wave of the same worry, aimed too wide. When automatic teller machines spread, the obvious prediction was the end of the bank teller. Instead, the number of tellers rose for years, because cheaper branches meant more branches, and the job shifted toward what a machine at the wall could not do. Telephone operators, by contrast, faded away. The lesson is not that no job is ever lost, but that one technology can destroy some work, transform other work, and create work nobody imagined, all at once. Why does new work keep appearing? The labor economist David Autor, whom the course follows here, points to three forces. As old things get cheaper, we want new ones. Most work gets augmented rather than erased, so the human parts gain value, and wholly new kinds of work keep being invented, which is why so many of today's jobs did not exist a few generations ago. There is an honest asterisk the course is careful to raise. Every generation says, this time is different, and so far, every time, it has not been. But the reassurance has a real crack. The old machines took over physical and routine work and mostly left thinking and language alone. This one reaches straight into cognitive and language tasks, the very ground white-collar workers stood on while the factories automated. So the comfort from history is partial. We are likely to still have work, but its shape may shift faster and reach further up the ladder than before. And even in the good case, real people lose specific jobs and have to move, which is hard and worth taking seriously, what the money and the history say. Big numbers in the headlines deserve a careful eye. The most famous arrived in 2023 when Goldman Sachs estimated that generative AI could expose the equivalent of 300 million full-time jobs to automation and could eventually raise the world's yearly economic output by around 7%. Handle that like the forecast it is. A projection made in 2023 about the decade ahead, not a measurement of anything that has happened. The bank itself said the exposed work would mostly be complemented rather than replaced, and was uncertain enough to leave these numbers out of its own baseline forecast. Even the alarming headline was really saying what our framework says. A great deal of work is reachable, and reachable is not the same as gone. Will the boom even arrive on schedule? Two old ideas from economics say, be patient. The first, from the economist William Baumol, is a puzzle a musician can explain. It still takes four players just as long to perform a string quartet as it did two centuries ago. That work never got more productive, where productivity just means how much you get out for the effort you put in. Yet those players earn far more than their predecessors, because concert halls must pay enough to keep them from better-paying jobs elsewhere. So the corners of the economy hardest to automate, often human ones like care and teaching, grow as a share of what we spend and drag the whole speed-up down. Unless AI lifts every corner, the stubborn ones set the pace. The second idea is a warning about timing. When computers first flooded into offices, the economist Robert Solow famously observed that you could see the computer age everywhere except in the productivity numbers. The gains took years to show up because people and firms had to rebuild how they worked around the new tool first. AI may follow the same curve. Much activity and investment now, with the real payoff and the real disruption arriving later than either the boosters or the doomers expect. Who gains and who loses? Even if the total number of jobs holds, the gains and losses will not fall evenly. The course argues both directions and lands on no tidy answer. On one side, AI could widen the gap. If it tends to augment high-paid expert work while automating lower-paid routine work, and if some valued jobs stay human on purpose because we do not want a machine as our judge or our doctor, then the people already ahead may pull further ahead. On the other side, it could narrow the gap. Early evidence from customer support centers found that the least experienced workers gained the most from an AI assistant because it handed them skills the veterans already had. The course tells of a professional who wrote in a second language and always felt behind at work until an AI writing tool quietly erased the disadvantage. Which force wins is genuinely unsettled. And how it turns out may depend less on the machine than on us. Some economists argue that shared prosperity never came automatically from progress. It came only when society steered the technology and the sharing of its gains toward the many rather than a few. The outcome is not handed down like weather. It is, at least in part, a choice. Now map your own work. This is the tool the whole lesson was built to hand you. Take your own job or one you care about and do what the course does. List its tasks the way you would explain your week to a friend. Beside each one, ask two questions. Could today's AI do a real part of this? And if so, does it automate the task away or augment you, freeing you for the human work around it? You will almost never find a job that is all one thing. You will find a mix, and the mix is your map. The exposed and automated tasks show where to stay alert and which skills to grow past. The augmented tasks show where you can get more done than before. And the human tasks, the judgment, the relationships, the care, the parts people want a person for, show where your ground is most solid. You met this lens in Lesson 4, where you learned to ask whether a task should be handed to AI at all. Here, you turn it on your own living. You can do the exercise in a plain conversation in Clawless, thinking out loud with the model as your sounding board. Why this matters when you use AI, titles hide, tasks reveal. Will AI take my job? Has no clean answer. Which of my tasks are exposed and which way? Has a very useful one. Exposed is not doomed. The same word covers the task a machine will take and the one it will make you faster at. Sort which is which before you decide how to feel. The map is yours to draw. Nobody knows your work the way you do. So nobody can map its tasks better than you can. Common pitfalls: judging your whole job by its scariest task. One exposed task does not decide a job. The mix and the time each task takes are what matter. Reading exposed as gone. Exposure only means AI can touch the task. Whether that helps you or replaces you is the real question, and it splits case by case. Taking one headline number as fact. A striking figure is often a forecast, not a measurement. Ask which before you carry it around. Assuming the past guarantees the future. New work has always appeared, but this technology reaches into language and thinking as earlier machines did not. Hold reassurance and caution together. What you should remember: a job is a bundle of tasks, and AI acts on tasks, not titles. Break the job apart to see it clearly. Exposed means a task is reachable by AI. It can be automated, taken over, or augmented, made faster with you still needed. Not the same fate. How much your job changes depends on how many of your time-heavy tasks are exposed and which way they go. We are unlikely to run out of work overall, since technology augments jobs and invents new ones too. But individual jobs are still lost, and this wave reaches language and cognitive work anew. The 2026 evidence is early and contested. Treat both the scary and the soothing headlines as claims to weigh, not facts to fear. What's next? You now have a way to think about what AI does to your work. The last lesson turns to what AI does to what you can trust. The same technology that drafts your emails can also flood the world with convincing false words, images, and voices at a scale we have never seen. The final lesson is about lies at scale, why they work on people, and how you keep your footing. It is where the track lands, because the point was never fear. It was standing on solid ground. If you remember one thing, your job is not one thing a machine will take or spare. It is a bundle of tasks, and AI touches the tasks, not the title. Exposed means reachable, not doomed, and reachable can make you faster just as easily as it can replace you. The person who can map how AI touches their own work is already more powerful than the one who fears it in the abstract.